News on Missouri Nat. I'm Bill Wise. Missouri's Senate Transportation Committee chairman says toll roads are dead on arrival with him and are a non-starter. Poplar Bluff GOP State Senator Doug Leibla has looked at states that have tolls.
You know, people talk about how good Oklahoma's roads are and the fact that they have 17 cents a gallon, which is the same as ours. But what everybody leaves out, just about everywhere you drive, you have to drive on a toll road. So you still have to buy gas and pay tolls.
Missouri voters rejected toll road measures in 1970 and 1992. Leibla instead favors increasing the state gasoline tax to 19 cents per gallon. Missouri's gas tax has remained the same since 1996. Missouri needs help reducing its kidney transplant waiting list.
The state's kidney transplant waiting list far exceeds its other organ waiting lists. More than 1,100 Missourians need a new kidney. Virginia Beatty with the Missouri Organ and Tissue Donor Program says some patients may wait 5 years or more to get a kidney donation. To register as a donor, go to MissouriOrganAndDonor.com. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
For the ninth year in a row, Missouri will once again participate in the nationwide First Day Hikes program on New Year's Day.
The event features professionally guided hikes all across the country. 31 parks are taking part this year in Missouri, including Devil's Icebox in Columbia and Ha Ha Tonka in central Missouri's Camdenton. Acting Director of Missouri State Parks, Mike Sutherland, says participating in a first day hike is a great way to start a new year with friends and family. For Missouri Net, I'm Ryan Hart.
A missing Pemiscot County hunter in southeast Missouri is recovering after being found with a head injury. The county sheriff's office says 58-year-old Michael Hawks Sr. was reported missing on Saturday from a hunting trip. He was found after a search on the Mississippi River. Hawks is in the hospital in Memphis in serious condition. And nobody matched all the numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Up for grabs Wednesday night, an estimated $220 million. An O'Fallon lawmaker is offering a new idea to boost teacher take-home pay without boosting the budget. Ashley Byrd has this.
Republican Representative Nick Schroer says he's researching a plan to exempt Missouri teachers from state income tax. He says he's met with Governor Mike Parson and his administration about this, offering a solution to what he calls too low compensation. He says this puts more money in teachers' pockets without having to come up with a pay increase through state funds. According to our basic math, it could amount to about $2,000 each year. At the same time, DESE is working on a plan to boost base pay for the first time in 15 years and also give everyone a $4,000 raise. Missouri is 49th in the U.S. for starting teacher salaries. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
An I-70 off-ramp in central Missouri was shut down after a semi-truck caught fire Saturday morning. The North Callaway Fire Protection District posted photos of a semi-truck that was on fire at the westbound off-ramp at mile marker 155. This is news on Missouri Net.